Silvana.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. It's Hannah.
Oh, that's okay, Hannah. Rob just left a message with Adeline that he wanted the contracts for, but I've already sent that to Lana. She's probably not in today.
She's not, no.
Ah, oh, okay. But I did CC him as well.
Oh right, that's okay. So he's got the contracts.
That was for Catherine, Vassallo, Blaze, and also Simon Ho. So I've just sent it again directly to him, but I did send them this morning.
All right. That's okay. I will let him know that you've sent those over.
Okay, so that was, okay, that's all right. Everything else okay?
Yes. So the other thing was for the aquatics person, for the aquatic supervisor.
Yeah, that's a position that we haven't created yet. That was just me talking to you in terms of how we can move forward, but we don't have a PD for that.
Okay, that's all right. What would be sort of the general salary that you would think could be suitable for that kind of position?
For that role. God, for that role, we're probably looking at a 7-8, which would be anything from 92 to 99,
Okay, all right.
plus
And
the
then for
living
cooking,
allowance.
plus living allowance.
Yeah, of 13. But don't forget, this doesn't come with housing. He knows
Okay, that's
that.
all right.
Yeah, okay. They need to understand it doesn't come with housing.
But it comes with a living allowance, is that right? Is it
Yeah,
like
a living allowance,
15,000?
yeah, 15,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then for the customer service one, how much would you usually ask for? Not, I mean, again, not that customer service is official either, but just in case he asks, because I'm hoping to interview myself at some point next week, ideally.
Okay. Oh, that's up to about 68
Okay.
plus living allowance.
Okay. All right, okay. I'll speak to him about that. And then the other thing I think I just needed to tell you, which was for Laura. She said that William has she's just waiting on
Oh, the
William
grader
Peterson.
driver.
Yes.
So
Is that right
she's
now,
wait,
William?
yeah, she's waiting for what from him to interview him or.
Brilliant. Yeah, so he's just travelling from Darwin at the minute, but when he's back and he's obviously got reception, he'll arrange a time
Oh,
with
okay.
Laura for you guys to
So
obviously.
where's he located at the moment?
I think he's over. Is he over east at the moment, or is he just travelling? East Kimberley, sorry. Yeah, he's living in East Kimberley, which I think is
Oh,
WA.
okay. Oh, okay. All right. That's okay. No worries. We're definitely keen to interview him for sure. But it more likely to look like a rotating of grader driver between Newman and Marble Bar.
Okay, all right.
So it's rotating based in Newman, I'd say, but we'll probably have to go up to Marble Bar as required.
Okay, all right. And then the other thing was, I mean, obviously, I suppose Angelina will probably talk further about it. But the Steph thing, what's it? So when did Steph apply with you guys?
Oh, God, I don't have that date on me
Because
right
she
now.
applied. Because she applied directly with us for the job. I interviewed her, obviously
Yeah.
told her the client, and then she must have gone directly.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what she's done. I'm not quite sure. Let's have a look. I'm just looking to
Because all I've
see. I
needed
did
to know is when she applied
I
with you
did
guys.
ask Trish to tell me that. I'm just wait a minute to see whether Gustav Steph, there's Steph's contact. Stephanie applied via Pulse, which is our system, on the 17th of September 25.
So she did apply with you guys
Yeah.
first.
Yeah, 17th of September, 25. So I don't know. We might have to share the fees with Angelina, with Christelle. I don't know. Let's look at it on Monday.
Oh, gosh. Right, okay, because that's caused a bit of a spanner in the works.
Oh, I can imagine.
Because
yeah.
Obviously I've gone through the whole process with her.
And she didn't say anything to you?
No, she said, oh, well, she said, I've applied with him directly, but I thought that was after I'd interviewed her. And I was like, oh, well, she's probably just done that.
No, 17th of September. Look, you've done all the work, so I'm not going to argue about that, okay? That's not going to be a big issue, but I've got to get the contract to you. I'll just go through the dates just to clarify. And,
okay.
And I think we may have to put something in our pulse system that says if you apply here, then you go to an agency, be very careful because you've officially already applied with the Shire. So don't waste agency time, really.
Yeah, cool.
It's not good.
It is. And it's obviously confusing for me because I was like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. No, look, that's fine. Look, I'll get to it on Monday and I'll send you the contract and then you can invoice. I've got to do a purchase order as well. So
I think we need to be a little bit careful
in our system that we advise the candidates to be careful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's no good for either side, the relationship between us and you. It's not good.
Of course. No, I know. Because everyone's like, oh, yeah. Okay, well,
that's
totally fine. I appreciate that, Silvana. Thank you.
No worries. Okay, you take care and we'll talk next week, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Enjoy your weekend.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
You too. Ciao, ciao.